Welcome to the Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic news in the Commonwealth. I'm Alan Lytle. It may surprise you to know that Kentucky is home to the oldest statewide downtown economic revitalization program in the nation. And in 2016, its 39 participating communities in the Kentucky Main Street program contributed $110 million to the state economy. That's up quite a bit from the $76 million in 2015. Here to talk with me about it is KYMS Administrator Kitty Duguid. Good morning, Kitty.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Quite well. Tell us briefly, what is the Kentucky Main Street program?
The easiest way to explain it is that we are an economic development program that is based in historic preservation.
Describe some of the activities that are going on here.
Well, what we do is we work with communities on the preservation of their downtown buildings, and in turn that creates a space for a business to come into, then that creates additional places for downtown workers, and just the domino effect of creating economic revenue in changing the quality of life in our historic downtowns. And in turn, that provides the authentic experience that both locals and tourists are looking to see.
Now, when we talk historic preservation, we're not talking about freezing things in time. We're also talking about repurposing or leaving the facades of buildings, but repurposing the building?
Absolutely. We call it adaptive reuse. And we all know that the downtowns are not going to be what they be maybe from the 1950s. So we look at new uses. A good example is on Main Street in Pikeville, they have what used to be a car garage that is now the Blue Raven restaurant. And they can open that garage door and use it for extra seating in the summer, and it gives a whole different feel to what downtown might have been. So we work at, as you say, not freezing in a time period, but being able to keep the historic fabric of a building. The facades may look the same, while the inside might be somewhat different than we would have expected in the past. We have some communities that have turned bank buildings into coffee shops. Just a lot of interesting ideas that have come through changing a use to a more modern use, but still in that historic context in that historic building.
All right, as we mentioned at the top, the program generated a lot more money for the state economy this past year than in 2015. So what accounts for that bump?
I think a lot of it is the economy itself, but I also think that there are a lot of investors, both public and private, that want to come back downtown. People are starting to move back and have upper story housing. They want to have their business and live above it in some cases. And it's just that whole general feel of being pedestrian friendly and a place that people want to gather. And so a lot of people are looking at what might have been a vacant building in the past and saying, this is where I really want to be. And I think that has changed a lot. I also think with the economy, some of the projects that may have been put on hold 6 or 7 years ago are now able to move forward.
Your group had an event in Frankfort at the Capitol last week. Explain that.
We have what's called Main Street Advocacy Days, and all of the Main Street programs in Kentucky set up around the Capitol to kind of market and show off their communities. In addition to that, they were recognized on both the Senate and House floor with some proclamations, which was really nice because these people work really, really hard. Being a Main Street director is really a 24/7 kind of job, and so to be recognized by the government as doing important work for the Commonwealth is really special to them.
And I imagine some garnered some very valuable feedback, too.
Oh, absolutely. And it's always nice, you know, even though you can see your government officials in your own community, it's really special to them that you have taken the time to come to Frankfort and to visit with them in their offices and then to display the things that are going on in their regions or in their districts.
And what's on the horizon for the Kentucky Main Street program in 2017?
Well, we will be doing a lot of things. Of course, our National Main Street convention. It will be held in Pittsburgh in May, and we're really excited because our community of Covington is up for what's called the GAMSA Award. Last year, they won an award called One to Watch. GAMSA is a Great American Main Street, and so we're pretty excited to be in the running for that. Later in the fall, we'll be doing our second statewide conference in the western part of the state. We like to kind of take it to their community so that managers from all over the Commonwealth can see exactly what might be taking place with their counterparts. Last fall, we did it in Pineville, and we went to the southeast region because a lot of our communities had heard a lot about SOAR and the power grants and Promise Zone. And if you live in western Kentucky, you might not be familiar with exactly what that is. So it was an opportunity to educate them about their counterparts in the other part of the state.
Well, Kitty, thanks for your time today.
Well, you are most welcome, and, you know, visit a Main Street community.
Kitty Duguid, the administrator for the Kentucky Main Street Program, has been our guest today on the Business Side. You can hear a complete podcast of our conversation at wuky.org. For 91.3 WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.